I'm going to read some from the book of Jeremiah tonight. Let's read from the 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah and see if the Lord will give us a thought tonight. There is some present day revelation or happenings that I would like to be able to expound. It's real difficult for me to do it any time except Sunday morning. Rarely I'll get in a little like I did Sunday night. People don't hunger for the things of God. And it's just, now a lot of people try to, you know, they want the revelation. And they don't want to go to hell, but they want to fill their belly with the husk at the swine eat and try to make themselves hungry, you know. But then you can't make yourself hungry. You either hungry or you ain't hungry. And if you fill your belly up with slop, there ain't no need you go on the table and eat steak because you're already full. And the Bible says you can't eat at the table of God and eat at the table of devils. And the Bible teaches that all the tables are full of vomit. In other words, when you say vomit, you say, well, what do you mean God said his tables were full of vomit? In other words, he meant I'll spew it out of my mouth. It's lukewarmness. It's not the word. And I'll spew it out of my mouth because that vomit. All of them are full of vomit. All right, now, I want to have a table here that's full of good things. Real good things. The 23rd chapter, woe be unto the pasture that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pasture that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And some of you might understand why we've got a visiting committee here. Now I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries, whither I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their ways shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesy in Baal, and cause my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone. reasoning of their own heart, not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he hath executed, until he hath performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days he shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had called my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. I am, if I had a thought tonight that I would base this on just teaching you a little bit tonight, it would be in the latter days. Now, I want to point out something if I can. I believe that we're in the latter days. I believe that this is the latter times, the latter days. Now, I say so often to you, I come in here and I say so many times to you, I say that the Lord don't send preachers who don't preach the truth. I say that God doesn't send to you or to anybody preachers who tell them that they can do like they want to and still get to heaven, and that God's going to save them in spite of themselves. God does not send to you children that tell you every time they preach a sermon that God is love, and that God understands because you did this, and God understands because you did that, and God is an understanding God, and God knows that you're tempted and tried, and that you have problems, and that you can't help but lose your temper, and you can't help but fight, and you've got a reason for what you've done, and all those kind of things. God don't send preachers to tell you that because God don't understand. God will not spare you. God will not let you by. God will require it of your hands. And the Bible said a whirlwind is gone forth from God, and it will not return to God until it accomplished the desires of his heart to bring the wrath of God upon the head of the wicked. Said if the preachers that you've been listening to, if God had sent them, or if they had heard the voice of God, they would have not told the people that God was going to bless them when they knew that the people wasn't living right. Amen. But they would have told the people that God was going to destroy them, and as the Bible said, I will tear you to pieces because you've forgotten. I will pursue you till you perish from off the face of the earth. I will bring my wrath upon the head of the wicked. And that I am angry with the wicked every day. Now, you say, what brings this from a fight? Because somebody goes out here and has a fight with their neighbor? The Bible says they would have told you that because of your evil thoughts. Because of your evil surmises. Because you didn't think right. The Bible says this is why God would have brought his wrath on you. Just because your thoughts wasn't right. I got people here, Brother Taylor, the congregation that is a rule until the fear of God strikes them or they come into the sanctuary. As a rule, their thoughts are never right. I mean never right. The Bible says their thoughts are continually evil. And when they come here, they try to cover it up. When they try to cover it up, it just causes one more devil to come to that devil. It has caused the devil of hypocrisy to come and strengthen that devil. And then you got more devils than you had to start with. What you want to do is go home and get clean. Like an old possum. Before they ever eat a possum, what they do, they catch a possum and they put him up. They let him get cleaned up real good. Because he feeds off of every dead thing and every filthy thing. He's like a scavenger. And they have to put him out and get everything out of him before they'll even eat him. Of course, that's slamming that swallowing a camel because what he eats was the thing that composed his flesh to begin with. forever. You can tell every time by that. Because the Bible said concerning the man of God, whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Amen. He shall be like a tree that's planted by the water. Whatever he does will prosper. He'll bring forth his fruit in his season, and his leaves shall not wither. Now, so you can always tell what the Word of God says, it's right. It's right. All right, now, I want to point out something. Now, we're talking about the latter days. In the time of the latter rain, the Bible said. In the latter days, he said, ye shall consider this, and then ye shall understand perfectly. All right, now, I'd like for you to notice something tonight. Now, I'm just going to talk with you. But I'd like for you to really listen and create an interest, because you're at the end of the trail. You don't know how close you are, my brother and sister. You have no idea how close you are to the judgment. No idea. No idea. All right, now, I'd like to make mention of this. The other night when I saw the vision, Brother Bill, about Brother David Terrell, I saw the vision about Brother Terrell, and Brother Terrell come and put his arms around me and told me how much he loved me and leaned on this and said, Brother Mike, I do believe that you got the message of God. Now, a strange thing happened today. I was watching some revelation today and some different things took place. And Brother Jimmy came to me, and Jimmy said, Brother Pops, I'm going to send Brother David Terrell some tape on the thunders. I never had anybody say that before. I never had anybody that's ever seen a track, I reckon. But he said, I'm going to send him some tape on the thunders. Well, now you can call it coincidental or say whatever you want to. It don't make no difference to me anyway. I don't care what you call it. But anyway, the vision that I had where Brother Terrell began to listen to this ministry was because somebody had told him something concerning my ministry and what I had said about him. And that's what called his attention. And strangely enough, whether God's fulfilling the vision or not, Brother Jimmy said he noticed on the thunders that I had said something concerning Brother Terrell, and in the vision it was something that was favorable toward his ministry. And Brother Jimmy told me this evening, said, I'm going to send those tapes, and said, Brother Pike, I remember that you said something concerning Brother Terrell that was real good on the thunders. All right, now, in this vision, when this happened, it caught Brother David Terrell's attention. And Brother Terrell at first just got right up close to me to listen to what I had to say. And then after that, he just finally got up and put his arms around me. And that's when he made the statement when he spoke about leaning on us. Right now, and believe it, we have the message. Now, I believe that what Jimmy said today had to do with that very thing. I believe that had to do with it. Now, Brother Tobin, it would take Tobin to do a thing like he done today. Anybody Tobin. But anyway, Tobin today, he brought me a big snake. I ain't gonna brought anything from an elephant to a dog, but he brought me a snake. A great big cobra, a king cobra. But I mean one that, it was a Mexico cobra. Ball on his head looked like the pole. Now, I should have said that. I didn't mean to say that. The bald spot here reminded me of it. Something about it reminded me of the pole. Really, truly, I didn't mean to say that. The Bible said, speak evil of no man. And I really didn't mean that, to say that. But the bald spot reminded me of it. And I commented concerning it. But I don't, you know, a lot of folks are bald. I'm bald myself. And some of you bald. The Bible speaks of natural baldness. That's no reproach. That's no disease. It says a natural baldness. He brought this snake to me. And he said, Brother Pike, he said, I want to give this snake to you. And as far as something to set in the house, you would have considered a great, big, beautiful thing. Big, black, and golden cobra with his fanned out like that and the head and everything. But anyway, he brought this snake. When he brought it in there, he said, now, I brought this to you because it reminded me of the brazen serpent, and I thought about you and Moses. Now, I looked at it, and it sat there few minutes, and I looked at it to try to find out just what the Lord was saying and what he was doing. And it come to me like this. The thing I'll do is break that serpent's head off. That's what it come to. And I thought, Lord, I wonder now what you're trying to show me. Because for the natural, that's a big, beautiful thing that anybody would be glad to have in their living room or den or anywhere. And but nevertheless, that's what come to me. And I didn't say nothing. I just sat there for a few minutes. And David was sitting over here by the table. And David said to me, Brother Toby, he said, I believe I know what will happen to that. And Toby said, well, I don't care if you throw it in the garden. So I don't care what you do with it. He said, this is what I felt to do with it. So I felt to get it. So when he brought it and said what he did, something struck Toby. And Toby thought, well, that was a pretty good idea just to break his head off. So he said something about he liked the idea, and the next thing I know, David had done got a hammer out of the barn, and Toby done tapped it up here on the head and just broke the head slap off of it. And him and David set it on it and broke it all to pieces. So, and when Toby broke it all to pieces, he was happy about it. I said, well, there goes your money, Toby. But anyway, he was real happy. And then he asked me, he said, so what does that mean? And I told him, I said, Toby, according to what I understand, I said, is the tithe of Israel at this time coming in, which is Benjamin, which goes back to Toby. And I said, and the brazen serpent was the means by which they got free. The serpents that had been biting them and had them in bondage, I said, was lifted up as a type of Jesus, which was sin. Made like unto the serpents that was biting. I said, and everyone that looked on it was free. And I said, it indicates you looking upon this message and representing the coming of that which is to the Jews. And that with this, the Jews will destroy the serpent, which is the king cobra, which goes back to the papacy of Rome, which is the Catholic power. Now let me show you something here. I said, this is what it represents. I said, it represents the Jews coming in. If you listen, believe, try to listen if you hunger and thirst. Brother Brown said, be a little salty. I'll tell you something now. But if you don't, come on, just close up and go and sort your clothes and leave. When the serpent was sitting there, David went to the little red barn. Jimmy, you remember the day that I spoke to you, and Brother Johnny, you was out there, and I spoke to you about the little red barn. I said it had to do with the man-child, David, and with the babe born in the manger and those kind of things out there. The little upholstery deal, I said it had to do with putting the stuff together, you know, when some is cast out, God coming back to the furnishing of his own house in a plan of rehabilitation, which is, of course, the upholstery thing. Now, if it wasn't for that, I expect me and David went round and round because he took my stuff out of that barn without me knowing it and put it out there in the other end barn and got it in a conglomeration of a mess out there. But the Lord checked me and told me to let it go because he was doing something. So I let it go. Now, but here David went out to that little red barn. He got the hammer. Alright, now Johnny, you remember this today. Alright, now, when David was out there today and we were sitting in the swing talking, and I was telling Brother Ben and some of you what Ben represented the different things about the Jews and so forth coming in, and our conversation centered around the Passover. How many remember that? That was out there with me, 2 or 3 today. Alright, now, it was centered around the Passover and around the thunder. And what are we talking about, Jimmy? You remember that? Jimmy came right on up here before service and said he's going to send Brother David Carroll the thunders. Alright, that really has to do with something. If you'll just give me enough time to get into a little of it to bring it to date and what I understand on it. Now, David, when he got the hammer, but today while we were talking about David and the little red barn, all of a sudden, I heard some music. And here David was playing reminded me of the parable. Well, last night I had a vision. And in the vision, it had to do with Hitler. And I saw the German soldiers. And it had to do with what they call the spirit. And I was also in the vision going over to Rome. And I had gotten over to the basilica. And I had gone into it, and it was a terrible mess. They were committing adultery and everything in it. And I thought it just a little old stairway like it went around like this, went up to the throne of the Pope. And I thought it'd just go right and make that. And I had a rod that I'd gotten a hold of. And I took the rod and I just broke it in two. When I did, I saw the Pope coming down the little winding trail, whatever it was up there. And he was coming down there where I was, and he was upset with me. He was going to try to get after me because I had broken this rod, and apparently it was the rod that he ruled with. So he came down there after me. But I just took off this way and went down another little trail line. Kind of like he was going out through some houses and back out like in the forest or something. Now, it could have to do with the woman fleeing into the wilderness. But I believe that this message that is going forth now is going to break his rod of control from off the people, the Catholic or the Trinitarian teaching. I believe it's going to convince people of the Jesus name teaching, and that there's going to be enough revelation in it, and in the book that we're following, where we spoke of Ring the Rapture, that it's going to rim the Trinitarian veil and do away with it, which is the power of this control. Strangely enough, when that, and it might be that the Catholics might hit our program down there at XDRF, they might come against it down there. Now, but strangely enough, when David took the hammer today, they hit the serpent and it broke into three pieces. Tony had brought it in a box that said China. Goes back to the dragon. There were several things there that was involved. But now, sure enough, the vision came last night, and then happened. It was today that I was in my room seeking the Lord and talking to God. And I was talking to the Lord, and the tears had come in my eyes, and I just began to cry and weep. And I was talking to God, and while I was talking to God, the anointing was really on me. It had come on me like today when I was sitting there. I was sitting down to eat, and the anointing come on me, and the tears began to run down my cheeks and drip off while I was sitting there trying to eat today. Sometimes it comes on me and just be sitting and eating. While I was in there today talking to God, something in my soul kept going over and over. It said, charge, 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 just like that. And I thought, well, Lord, that's what they do in the army. You know, when everything is just right, the captain or the general will shout out a command to charge. And everybody rises up out of the foxholes and they begin to move in on the enemy. Well, sure enough, today, my little Joseph got him a whole army. I guess Betty bought his little old plastic dolls or whatever it was. He had him a whole army with machine guns and everything. And while this was going on, the anointing was on me. The Spirit of God came on me, and I was just laying there, and I said, Satan, I said, I'm declaring war on your kingdom.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm going to destroy you. I said, I'm not afraid of you and all the devils that you got with you. And I want you to know that I'm declaring war on your kingdom, and I'm going to charge in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to tear your kingdom down and destroy you while I'm doing it.
Glory.
Well, now after that, Toby brought him the big king cobra. And of course, when the Jews come to me, and it's Jezebel, remember, that was ruling, but it's Jehu that killed Jezebel, which is the Catholic Church. It was Jehu that did, which goes back to the Jews. And sure enough, there come in Toby, and you talk about destroying the devil's kingdom, and that was the type of it, we broke it into pieces. It was broke into pieces, put in a box, and thrown in the garbage can. I remember a vision I had facing Satan one time. Some of you have heard me tell it. How did he come at me like he scared the life out of me to start with? And then I rose up against it, and when I did, it just blew the pieces. of death. And God is against sickness. God is against death. And we got power over the devil and all of his devils and demons. All of them. Behold, I give you power over all the powers in me, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Alright, now, when we believe that, we rise up and take our authority. We take our rights as sons of God. Then we can conquer the devil, tear down his kingdom, set up the millennium, and bring in the government of God. You say, well, Brother White, who's going to do that? The Christians are going to do it. You say, nobody will ever do that, but they will do it. The Christians are going to do it. The Bible says the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, and the sons of God will come in,
amen,
and the saints of God will rise up,
amen,
and they will take the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're going to come a time when they'll rise up and they're going to take the kingdom. The Bible said they'll do it. And this is the rising up time. This is the time to charge. This is the time. Now we just sit back, Brother Ben, you know, we sing that song, hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus' signal still used to sing on the other. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace I will. But see, we're not just going to hold the fort. We're going to charge.
Amen.
We're going to charge. It's time the saints of God got together, the army of God, join ranks together and charged against the kingdom of the devil and tear the thing down.
Yes.
Do away with it once and for all.
Yes.
We can do it. They marched around the walls of Jericho and the walls crumbled to the ground. And we're going to do the same thing. Alright, now, you see this thing was completely destroyed. It was done away with. Now look at this for just a minute. Here's the thing that ties in tonight with what Brother Colby did today. Brother Delmer Baldwin moved his tent down in Texas. He set it in the same spot, as far as I can tell, the very same spot where the whirly bird came down. Now remember this. Brother Taylor and I took a 6,000 mile trip. I remind you, I've told you this before. Concerning that little iron cradle and the little baby blanket that belonged to Michael, and taking the faith. Brother Taylor and I took a 6,000 mile trip. When we took it in the Lincoln. Before I took this trip was when the woman came to me in the vision and said what she did concerning Brother Brown. You remember that? And then we left, we made the 6,000 mile trip, and then I come back. I made the statement, I said, this has to do with the 6,000 years of God's creation. On the seventh day, God rested. We come, when we got back down to the border, that was where we come together in Lawrenceburg after we got lost over in Tijuana, Mexico. Alright, now, so then when we got down to the border, you remember the things I related? Take a long time to go into it, but I've already got it on tape. We left there, we spent the night, I saw the tornado that later came. We went down to Del Rio, Texas. When we got down to Del Rio, Texas, there, Betty and I went over to Old Mexico. We came back, we stopped over near Holiday Inn. I didn't have much grass around it because Texas is so bad. Brother Jerry, some of y'all know where it's at because you went right by there, going out to the Amistad village back out there. Now, right here at the same place, Brother Jimmy, you remember, because we stopped right down below it and spent the night there, some of you did, at the motel down below it, and the one that I'm speaking of is just up above it, right there, and Dale remembers this because her and Cindy went over there and ate at it one day. Alright, now, and that had to do with what took place. At this time, we stopped. I pulled up here on this place after just coming out of Old Mexico, and I sat there in the white Lincoln. I sat there, and Brother Taylor sat there in his red Oldsmobile. We sat there, and I was trying to find the mind of God. About that time, I looked, and here, just to my shocking amazement, almost right at our car, these law cards wrecked up right here at the Amistad Dam. Here I was looking at it and trying to understand what God was trying to say to me. About the time the whirlybird dropped down. All right, now, the night before that, I had had a vision, and in this vision I had looked up, and I told Brother Taylor, I said, this trip has to do with Brother Brandon, which had to do with the vision before we left, about the lake. All right, then we made the trip, come back, got down there, and I had a vision. And in the vision, I looked up, and there was, I don't know how many horsemen, it was at least 5 horsemen, that looked like they were riding through the air. And I seemed to be one of the horsemen, and yet I wasn't up there because I was down here on the earth. And they were riding through the air, big, burly horses, and big, husky men sitting on them. Men that you couldn't divert their attention with nothing. They had their attention straight ahead, just like men set for war. And you couldn't even get their attention. I was just outside of a town in a dusty place in the vision. When I looked up, I cried out. You know what the scripture says? My father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thou. I looked up and I cried, my father, and the horsemen thou. And when I did, the spirit of Elijah came down upon me. Now, before I cried, was when the Spirit came upon me. As I was looking up at them, the Spirit came upon me, and then I cried out, my Father, and the horsemen thereof. And about that time I looked, and here come a broom down out of heaven or from somewhere, and it just swept things clean, just like that, which I believe had to do with those tornadoes. All right, now, here the vision was, here we said at this place, next day, I believe, and here Brother Taylor and Sister Linder was over here in this red car. And here was a red whirly bird coming down, and here was Brother Taylor standing in the red car over here. Here he was, and I understand that in that whirly bird there was a big dignitary of the law, a head man or something. And he might be coming down here to find out what had happened about this law thing, because that was unusual. While we were sitting there, this bird came down, the whirly bird came down. And Brother Taylor was saying to Sister Linda, said, I want you to find the scripture where Brother that had to do with what Brother Park said last night in the vision. So she just had turned over to it according to his statement. And she started to read, my father, and the horseman thou, and that whirly bird dropped down out of heaven, and all the dust started. Alright, now, I want you to see this. That thing had to do with the law. I said that Brother David Carroll was dovetailing Brother Brown's ministry out because Brother Brown had made the statement, God said, you will forerun my coming. Brother Carroll had made the statement that God said, behold the Lamb, which was still John the Baptist. Brother Brown talked about being as John the Baptist. Brother David Carroll said, behold the Lamb, it was still the same thing. Dog telling the thing out. Brother Brown was carrying the male part of it. Brother David Carroll was carrying the feminine part of it, that he did go along with the women to a great extent. Brother Carroll was the preacher. Brother Brown carried one end of it, and then Brother David Carroll picked up the other end of it from Brother Brown and preached it on down from the Trinity thing, because Brother Brown is numbered with the Trinity people. Brother Brown was a Baptist preacher, and he is numbered with the Trinity people. But Jesus' name people rejected Brother Brown, and he was numbered with the Trinity people. He had to do that to fulfill the life of Jesus Christ, where he came into his own received him not, but to as many received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. Brother Branham was rejected by his own Jesus' name people. So then when he was rejected, like Jesus turned to the Gentiles, Brother Branham went to the Trinity people. And the Trinity people received him, and his message went into a veil, coming up from the voice of healing, and branched out to Brother Robert and all these others. And you've heard I was spoke about that going out and men acting like old Roberts, T.L. Austin, and the other ones died. When we spoke of Brother Brown's death, where we'd seen it, Brother Allen's death, and a different thing, and when we spoke that Brother T.L. Lamb and different ministers that have been big-time ministers that the world had looked at out on the field would suddenly come out of the dungeon like Samson did, that their lives would grow back, and God began the second phase of it, and that they would come up and begin to preach and evangelize again. It came to pass, and Brother T.L. Lamb's life already, because he's already got his itinerary set up in California and all around the country. All of a sudden, he's left pastoral work. They put him up there as assistant general overseer, and now he's all over the country. And Brother Charlie said he preached like a house on fire when he was up young. So he saw the same old anointing returning to him. Is that right, Brother Charlie? While he was up young. All right, now, I said that this would happen, and the next move would be on. All right, now, notice this, that in saying this, I spoke about Brother Branham being a type of Jesus, and that Brother Branham was smitten like Jesus, and Brother Branham went out, that died out, and everybody was numbered with it died to him. And then after that, that it was to come back up and be Christ to the nation. All right, now, here we was, sitting down there where the whirly bird was. All right, you follow me? Sitting where the whirly bird was, Jesus, representing the law, sitting with that which is old, is ready to be folded up and laid away. Brother Branham, representing that, which is John the Baptist, saying that which is old is ready to be folded up and laid away. For the law and the prophets were until John. That goes back to the Trinitarian veil. Because the Trinity comes from the Jews. A lot of folks say, oh, you can't convince the Jews of a Trinity. I know that. You couldn't do that. But it comes from the Jews because of Paul, what was Adam in the garden, it came down to them. And they represented that side of it. Though they're not the instigator of it, yet they suffered for that side of it. All right, now, in doing this, here was Brother Branham passing on over. He said, oh, there's nothing had to do with Brother Paul. It went out. Canada, Dan Wayne, Holiday Inn. Then we set the big new tent in Atlanta, Georgia. And then Brother Dean took the tent that Brother David Terrell borrowed over the Gateway of the West. Now, mind you again, that's where the revival started. Moving through the street in California. The Gateway of the West, the chain from Brother Brandon to the east. Calvary, Divine Times. Here, the law stopped the tent that came to Olive Branch where Brother Terrell came. The tent that Brother Terrell borrowed when he went down by the stone to show the changeover. I said that had to do with the changeover there. The same tent that I saw in a vision that I told you, brethren, that Brother Baldwin was supposed to give me. When Brother Baldwin said he was going to get a new tent, I said, when he gives me the tent. So he got the new tent as he gave me the tent. A number of years after he felt like he was supposed to get his tent, he didn't get it. I said, he'll never get it. Brother Benny, you remember that, don't you? I said, he'll never get it. I said, he'd give us the tent. I said, because I saw it in a vision. I said, he didn't want to give it to us. Brother Delmer broke down and confessed. So Brother Pike said, I was supposed to give you that tent, so I wouldn't do it. But the Lord spoke to my heart to give you that tent, and I wouldn't do it. And said, now I want you to take it if you will. I said, I will. I took the tent, I gave it to Brother J.T. Parnell. Brother J.T. Parnell had to do with Brother Brandon's followers. The old, going out where I saw Brother Brandon's death in Florida, and I made the statement there in Florida that Brother Brandon was going to die, and Brother J.T. said, I saw in a vision you coming in, Brother Pike, and me there now. Said, you're going to have to take this tabernacle. I said, that's more than I never even elaborate on it. But the old be still and know that I'm God that come from Brother Brown's tabernacle. Brother, the one who gave us the doves, Brother Coon, said that I took it to Brother JT's tabernacle down in Hollywood, which showed the old going out where I saw Brother Brown's dead. That's when they only got their first record called Loyal Record. It had to do with what I'm talking about. While we were there, now, this was said. This same Brother Parnell, later, I gave him the tent that had to do with Brother Tell closing out and Brother Brown closing out. He took the tent and he gave the tent, or sold the tent rather, to Brother Dent, which goes to the Jew part of it. That's when his ten come over here. They set it up over in Memphis, coincidental or not. Brother Delmer Baldwin, he took the tent that I gave him, but I told the brethren, I said he didn't go along with the message. To prove that, at that time, Brother Baldwin didn't. Because Brother Baldwin did not take my platform, he kept his own platform out of the tent and took the platform that I had and gave it to Brother Dendem that went with the tent. That platform was the platform that Brother Baldwin had. That Brother Adley made for. Is that right, Brother Adley? Now, the tent that I said was a breach of. That same tent, Brother Deany has it now. And he is going to set it, as far as I know, in Hollywood, Florida. Or at least they have been down there for that purpose. The same Deany with the 10th elder went to Florida. His little Samuel was born. The doctor never charged anything. And then gave one. All right, now. When the old was to go out, like God said, this is God's new business. When the light had completely gone out, Samuel was born. means the old going out. The well that we got here is called Mizpah. But we saw in the vision where Samuel judged Israel. Samuel was a seer. When the light had gone out, then little Samuel came in. Yes, Brother Denny going down there for Samuel to be born, brought him all the way back over to Mississippi, there at Cedar View, where I said that the revival would start. What had to do with it? I said that Brother John and them represented the preach over of the church from Trinity Jesus' name. He's saying that no doubt this very night at the same spot. He's probably preaching to them while I'm preaching to you. And though Brother Taylor has his car here, yet a car identically to it is sitting right down there in the same place with Brother Gonzalez. I want you to see this. It was Guinness, and it belongs to forth and shot him from the parliament procedure out there in Washington. Here in the government, I sat there in the government and they were having this session between the senators concerning the bell, Brother Charlie, that was spoke of. You remember? And that's when the old senator from Vermont, I believe he was, about 80-something years old, he said, I think we all called this the Golden Amendment. And I thought, that's exactly what this is, the Golden Amendment. In other words, the yoke of the belt. He said, we got enough sense to know where we want to fasten our belt or not. So the law had us bound, but now the yoke was broken. Immediately when the yoke was broken, we went right up to the place, had the little wharf there near the Kingston, Canada, went on in the Kingston, Canada, the accused of the brethren, camped out, the tide came back. Ricky had gotten his birth certificate, Kissinger had signed it, the great seal had come, like from Washington, heaven, the yoke broken in Jesus from heaven, sent it down, King of Nations, sealed it with Brother Terry married Blanca, which means a pure wife, the lamb and the bride, getting married while he's up there. Are now these people really mean something? Believe it or not, here it says, Ricky's caught. Right down yonder, where the changeover is, here goes a probe about the XCRL. With the song King of Kings that was wrote coming back. Here is fixing to go out the message of the thunders going out at this time on XCRL into Brother Terry. And on these spots, as far as I can tell, Brother Adams come up with something that he's going to put on the box. And it's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavens identically the same way I saw it in the vision when I jumped out of my car along the road and began to look up and saw the coming of the Lord in the clouds. The clouds are with me. And that tape being the message of coming to the Lord, going down there, the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the revelation of Jesus is, the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Going down there, while Ricky's car down there, Brother Eddie was a long ride. Brother Brown, Brother Terrell, changeover. The vision, my father, the horsemen they are. The same moving on of the same revelation. The same great message. God's new thing. God moving right on with the same ministry. The same message. The same word that it was. When I said, they've been looking for the resurrection of Brother Bram. I said, now, when Brother Lamar takes his picture, goes up there, had new Brother Garrett picture coming down. Y'all know what that means. He took it up there, he didn't come back. And when I said, that had to do with right there, I said, he ended up. Then when Brother, in that beautiful pipe meeting, was when Brother J.T. went over there and told them they were backslid, the trouble started. Then Brother Lamar come down here and said, Billy said at this time, said, he never seen the coldest come over there to tabernacle before, what it was there. Coming up, said what I'm saying. There sets the car. Them at the Holiday Inn, the changeover, Brother Terrell said he's not standing in the gap anymore. The changeover, right at the very precise moment when I said that this was to go forth, and Brother Terrell, according to what Brother Benny said, went to Little Rock. Remember now,
Jesus.